Find a position that feels comfortable for you. You can sit or lie down. Perhaps pull a blanket around you if you'd like to. And give yourself permission just for these next few minutes to put everything else aside. This is a space for grief. Whatever that grief looks like for you. Perhaps someone you love has died. Perhaps you're grieving a relationship, a friendship, a home, a chapter of your life. Or something you hoped would happen that never did. Sometimes grief comes from losing something we can name. And sometimes we're simply aware of an absence. A space where something or someone used to be. You don't need to explain your grief here. You don't need to compare it with anyone else's. And you don't need to decide whether you should still be feeling this way. For these next few minutes, your grief is allowed to be exactly what it is. Begin by taking a slow breath in through your nose and releasing it gently. Again, breathing in and slowly breathing out. Let your breathing find its own natural rhythm now. Nothing forced. Nothing you need to get right. Notice the surface beneath you. Feel where your body makes contact with it. Allow your shoulders to soften. Let your hands rest. Relax your jaw. and just be here. Grief can be strange. It doesn't always look like sadness. Sometimes it's anger. Sometimes exhaustion. Sometimes you feel nothing at all. Sometimes you laugh and then feel guilty for laughing. Sometimes you're doing something completely ordinary. Making a cup of tea, driving somewhere, walking through a shop, and suddenly something reminds you of what you've lost. A smell, a song, a particular time of day. And for a moment, the loss feels new again. There is no correct way to do this. There is no timetable you should be following. Grief doesn't move in a straight line. So, instead of asking yourself how far you've come, or how far you still have to go, come back to this moment. To this breath. Breathing in and breathing out. If it feels comfortable, place one hand over your heart. Feel the warmth of your hand against your body. And imagine that this simple touch is saying, I'm here. I'm listening. You don't have to hide how you feel. You don't need to turn it into gratitude. You don't need to find a lesson in what happened. Some losses don't need to be made meaningful. They simply need to be acknowledged. So, for a moment, allow yourself to acknowledge yours. You don't need to go deeply into the memory. You don't need to replay what happened. Simply recognize. Something mattered to me. And something changed. Perhaps that is enough. If emotion begins to rise, see if you can make a little room for it. You might notice tears. A tightness in your throat. A heaviness behind your ribs. Or perhaps nothing physical at all. Whatever is here, let it be here. Breathe in gently, and as you breathe out, soften around the feeling. Not releasing it. Not pushing it away. Just making a little more space around it. Again, breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes we think healing means eventually reaching a place where something no longer hurts. But perhaps healing can also mean learning that pain and life can exist together. That you can miss someone. and still have moments of happiness. You can grieve what happened and still become interested in tomorrow. You can carry a memory without carrying the full weight of the loss every moment of every day. None of that means you have forgotten. And none of it means what you lost mattered any less. Imagine, just for a moment, that you don't have to carry your grief quite so tightly. You don't have to put it down. Just loosen your grip. Perhaps imagine placing it beside you for these next few breaths. Still close. Still yours. But not something you have to hold with every part of your body. Let yourself rest beside it. Breathing slowly. Quietly. Letting yourself be supported. And perhaps there is something you would like to remember. Not the ending, not the loss, something else. A moment. A place. A feeling. A voice. A laugh. A small detail that belonged to what you loved. You don't have to search for one, but if something comes naturally, let it come. Notice what happens when you allow that memory to exist without asking anything from it. You don't have to hold on to it. Just let it visit. And if remembering feels too painful today, let the image go. Return to your breath. There is no requirement to remember. Bring your awareness back. With your hand over your heart. And perhaps quietly say to yourself, I can miss what I've lost and still take care of myself. I can grieve in my own way. I don't have to rush this. I am allowed to have good days. And I am allowed to have difficult ones. There may always be certain days that feel different, certain places, certain songs, certain anniversaries. There may be moments years from now when grief unexpectedly finds you again. That doesn't mean you've gone backwards. It simply means something mattered. And perhaps, over time, the way you carry it will change. Not because you've forgotten, but because you've continued living around the space that was left behind. For now, though, there is nowhere you need to get to. Just stay here for another moment. Breathing, resting, allowing yourself to be exactly where you are. Take a slightly deeper breath in and release it slowly. Again, a gentle breath in and out. Begin to notice the room around you. The sounds nearby, the temperature of the air, the surface beneath your body. Move your fingers gently, perhaps roll your shoulders, and take your time. Before you leave this meditation, remember this. You don't have to stop loving something simply because you've lost it. You don't have to erase the past in order to keep living. And you don't have to grieve according to anybody else's timetable. Be gentle with yourself today. Some days, grief may ask for your attention. Other days, life will. There is room for both. Take one final breath, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes.